Just drive, she commanded lightly, rolling back her eyes with a faint smile. We drove, and it had felt great to leave that house behind, the whole decadent west side for that matter, and I became increasingly happier with each mile we distanced ourselves from it. There was still a lot of magic in the air that night, and I was delighted to hear that Gracie still wanted to try and make something of the evening, and I felt, at least for the moment, that I had dodged a bullet of some kind. Either way, I considered myself to be extremely lucky, and made it a point to watch my mouth from then on. I took the north route up through Westwood, past the UCLA campus, until I hit Sunset Boulevard, on which I turned east. It wasn't the fastest route back to Hollywood, but I figured the long, windy turns through the hills would help take our minds off everything and give us a fresh perspective, which I figured we'd both appreciate. In truth, I was right, and through the dark I could see Gracie's posture grow more and more content with the current state of things, and I felt like a man that had his car, and his girl, and there wasn't much more in the world for me to do but drive, taking the dips and turns through the nighttime mist. After what felt like a while, we took the final S-bend turn out of the Sunset Canyons and flattened off in Beverly Hills, where Sunset Boulevard goes straight for a few miles and runs perfectly between the picturesque mansions of the make-believe city. I always had mixed feelings about Beverly Hills, not intentionally so like some people seem to have, but there was something inherently false about it that I could never put my finger on. I also realized that was a cliched way to feel, and I didn't pride myself on it, but I figured if enough people felt a certain way about a place, then there must be at least something about it that feeling that was true. That said, I did love to drive through it, and there was something about all that fame, and all that glamour, and all that privilege that suspended a feeling of importance and yes, the money, how could one forget the money? The air was so rich with money that it seemed to flow right out of the hills and spill right onto Sunset Boulevard, and then continued its trickling down through West Hollywood until it reached Midtown and then eventually dissolved just past the 10 freeway. It was nothing worth thinking about, however, not for two virtuosos like us, so I opened the window and let the cool, crisp air whisk the thought away. It was deep into the night by the time we reached the bright lights of the Sunset Strip, and the bars and clubs were in full swing. No sooner had we reached its entrance than I hit a wall of traffic that crawled on, and to the untrained traveler it probably looked more like rush hour on a Friday evening than 1 o'clock on a Wednesday night. There was plenty to look at, however, as there always was, and neither Gracie nor I found any reason to complain. Rather, we both seemed to be enjoying the pleasant silence of each other's company, young and alive and glorious. There was no point mucking all that up with words. After a while, the traffic evened out and I once again realized that I had never really bothered to ask her where it was we were going. It wasn't until Gracie told me to turn left off the boulevard that I finally made the discovery, for word had been getting around about a fairly exclusive night spot that had just opened in the area, and I knew the second we veered off to the left that it was exactly where we were headed. I learned to expect these kinds of things from Gracie, and I didn't bother to question it, because it wasn't worth questioning. If it was expensive, and it was exclusive, then Gracie knew about it first, and if we were going it meant it was worth going to.